Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 18th of May, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today promise some sun, then turning cloudy with a thunderstorm, and later an evening thunderstorm, otherwise considerable clouds over the night. Temperatures between low of 28 to high of 34, with heat index of 43 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is still new and illuminated on 1%. The Residents' Assembly Service invites us tomorrow between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a room warming, because the Residents' Assembly Service has been allocated a space in the Town Hall. So they're inviting us to celebrate that with them, to enjoy tea, biscuits, energy sharing and ideas for the future together in the new Residents' Assembly space. Otherwise, the room is located on the first floor in Town Hall on the right when facing the Matrimandir where the Land Service used to be. And in future, the room will be open between Monday and Friday between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. or by appointment. And I ask us to drop in anytime to let them know what's on our mind, share suggestions for how we could do things better in Auroville, what is your concern, or just to chat. L'Avenir d'Auroville is working on our roads, and since April last year they have been working for the alignment of the Verite Radial, particularly the stretch between EcoService Recycling Center and the node with the Ring Road. This stretch of the road passes the community's units, EcoService, Mantra Poetry, Yantra, Asvaneh, Udayam, Verite, Auromix and others. So they're presenting the maps and drawings on the second floor in Town Hall, and the period for the feedbacks finished this Saturday 23rd. At the same time, after the general meeting on April 7th, the TDC has organized an exhibition of proposed future roads in the industrial zone. The area should be reachable so as to develop environmental friendly economic activities and enhance the present activities. And the proposal consists of ring road from Angalam area until the Celebration Crossing, secondly Verite Radial from Celebration Crossing till the EcoService premises, and third Mangalan Radial and the access from the mentioned Ring Road to the Kotakarai Tar Road. The same exhibition is on the second floor. On Friday 22nd, Adil invites us again to all the enthusiasts of Savitri to Savitri Bhavan on 22nd between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. You should come with your favorite passage from the Savitri and get comfortable among the freestanding painted panels on transformational series by Adil, and you can read the out passage that works for you for that moment in time. Or if you come unprepared, just open the book and see what's manifest. For more information, you can write to Adil at auroville.org in, or you can call him on 944-302-9539. Unlimited Tamil Nadu is now a resource partner for our Startup Weekend Social Innovation, the first Startup Weekend event focused on social enterprises in India. The program will take place from 29th of May to 31st of May in Bangalore. They are now able to offer volunteer and participant slots to all communities members. These slots include free discounted tickets and housing on a first-come, first-served basis. If you would like to learn more about Startup Weekend, go to communities/India-Bangalore-Startup-Weekend. For question and ticket or housing request, email Nelson at community@unlimitedtamilnadu.org. And today the summer program starts at kindergarten. All children from age 4 to 7, but not Jalan and yellow groups, are welcome to kindergarten at Centerfield during 2 weeks starting today, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday between 9 a.m. to 12. They will be offered games, craft stories, blocks and swimming pool, so they should bring swimming suits in synthetic material and towel. There will be no transport and no lunch. The teachers will not be responsible for the children after 12. So you need to pick up your charby on time. And from Monday, 1st of June, and during 2 weeks, the program will happen at Nandanam Kindergarten. Volunteers above 14 years old are still very much needed, so they are asking you just to come at 8:45 at kindergarten if you are willing to help the teachers with the children. And summer schedules are still saying there's another update that our bakery cafe from today until 31st of June will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. But you are very welcome to enjoy breakfast and lunch. Morgan Cafe in Town Hall will be closed between 25th of May to 7th of June for summer break. And as we said this week, the cafeteria and visitor center, La Zephyra and Dosa Corner, are closed for the maintenance and some renovation work. Also, housing service closed its doors today until end of May. And here's the update on Orville Grown Rice in Solar Kitchen from Angelica and Thomas from Solar Kitchen team and Orville Green Group. They are saying that 2 weeks ago they shifted from a mixed choice of conventionally grown rice in Orville Grown Rice to exclusively Orville Grown Rice on Saturdays. So last week they started to offer the same on Fridays and in the dining hall. There has always been a large choice of different grains grown in Orville, like Orville Grown Brown Rice, Orville Grown Waragu, Orville Grown Red Rice and Orville Grown Parboiled White Rice, both in the dining hall and for the tiffins. Parallel was the option for conventionally grown white rice, as many Orvillians had insisted on it. Now they are happy that nobody has so far objected to this variety of Orville Grown Parboiled, which means this week we'll add the Thursday on the list of daily exclusively offerings Orville Grown Parboiled White Rice. Any feedback is welcome. And let's go to the movies, because nothing much is going on. So Cinema Paradiso is saying that even with the summer setting in, rest assured the Cinema Paradiso will continue to bring you some choice films to you through the summer. However, after this week, their next film series will only be in August. Here in their fifth series, they bring you a repertoire of amazing films on art and music. So today at 8 p.m. they will screen documentary music, Lennon NYC, made in USA in 2010 by Dr. Michael Epstein. Tomorrow we will see also documentary Art and Craft, made in USA in 2014 by Dr. Sam Kuhlman. And on Wednesday we can see documentary music, Michel Petrucciani, made in France in 2011 by Dr. Michel Radford. And the mother wrote, "The best protection is unshakable faith in the divine grace." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.